Today, the shiur, the Daf Yomi now is learning Perach Ovah Rotev. This Perach deals with a specific Indian of Tumah and Tahara, which is very unfamiliar to many people. So I'm just going to give a little bit of background to the basic ideas dealt with in this Perach, and then we'll go to the specific issue I'd like to deal with in today's shiur. The first Mishnah in Masechta Uktin says that we know that there are different things that are able to be mekabel tuma, become tuma, become impure by tuma, the mekabel tuma. It's other than things which are tuma in themselves, like a mace, which is itself tuma, or a nevelo, which is tuma.
I'll go back a minute.
Okay. there are things which are tame on their own right, like a mace, a dead person, or a part of a mace, which is tame, or someone who a person, a zav or a zava, which there to have tame, which comes out of their body, or a nevela. These things are tame on themselves. Then we have things which are makabel tuma. I mean, they themselves don't have a reason to be tame, only because they came in contact with something else which was tame. And this includes someone who touches a dead body or a mace, or he walks into an oil together with a mace, or so that a person can become tame. Also, kelim, different vessels, either kli matzis, if they're made out of metal, or they're made out of cheres, clay, they have different halachas of being mekabel tumah. And oichlin, they also have a din tumah. Something which is a food right to eat, that can be mekabel tumah. If it touches something tameh, whether it touches a mace, or it touches a sheret, or it touches a nevela, it can become tameh. The tumah of oichlin is greater than other tumors, and the fact that the a person or a kli can only be mekabel tumor from an avatuma. Avatuma, like a mace or a sheretz or an avail of the thing itself. Ashenke and oichlin, they can also be mekabel tumor from what's called a vlada tumor, something which doesn't have its own tumor but became tummy from something else. I mean, the person who touched the mace, and he became tummy, and if he touches the oichl, he can make a tummy, or an oichl which touched the mace, and now that touches another oichel, it could maybe make it from a oichel and mekabel tumah from not just from ava tumah, but also from vlada tumah. Now, in order, each one of these things that we mentioned, like a kli which has the mekabel tumah, or an oichel, so it has characteristics. And the basic characteristic which it needs is it has to be roy. We have to be able to use it for the purpose which is set out. That means an oichel, in order to be mekabel tumah, has to be roy achila. Something to be able to be mekabel tumah as oichel has to be fit for eating. Something which is not fit for eating, and roy l'gera. If it's not fit for eating, even b'di'evad, it's not mekabel tumah as oichel. Same is true with the kli. The kli has to be a different kalim. A kli cheres needs a toch. It needs an inside. So if it's broken or it has a hole in it, and it can't work anymore as a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. But if it is a kli, then it is mekabel tumah. So, like we said, an oichel, or for that matter, a kli, it has its characteristics. But in addition to the oichel itself, which is mekabel tumah, we have a din which it says in the first Mishnah Uksin, of yad and shomer, two things which are adjuncts to this oichel, which have also dinim of kabbalah's tumah, although they themselves are not oichel. A shomer is something which usually something which naturally grows together with, let's say, we'll talk about a fruit, the fruit in question, like an outer shell or a peel, which protects the fruit. That's a shomer. And the shomer din is that it is matam and matam mitzdarif. We'll speak first about the extra din that a shomer has. It's mitzdarif. Oichlin need a shear to be mekabel tumah. So like we're gonna see soon, there's a machlokes rishonim on tumas oichlin, whether the shear that it needs, in other words, it has to be specific size, whether it, which is the kibetza, whether that specific size is only, is even to be makabel tumah. That means a small piece of oichel cannot become tameh even if it comes in direct contact with the tumah. Or if that size is only to be mitama. That means that makabel tumah, to become tameh, it can become tameh whatever size it is. But to go be mitama something else, it has to have the specific size of a kibetza. So we'll see that Rashi's shita is, which we're going to deal with soon, that in order to become tameh, Rashi's in Sochem, Rashi's in Chulin, Rashi's in many places, that in order to become tameh, we also need a kibetza. The Rambam and Tosfos in many places say that no, to become tameh could be any size. But in order to be matama, we need a kibetza. So this shomer, which we said, which is something which grows, let's say, the outside shell, although ostensibly it's not an oichel, because it itself is not roi to the roi lachila, we can't eat it. I say the shell of a coconut, well, you can't eat it, you can't even eat it with the oven. However, when it's together, since it's guarding on the pre, it's becoming part of the pre, and it's mitzvah, we count it as part of the shear. When we're measuring the shear of the oichol, it includes the shomer as well. That's the shomer. Also in the din of mitamu mitamu, which that din is by yad also. Yad, which in loose translation is a handle, the oichol could have a handle. What does it mean? Let's say we have a cherry, a long stem. So now the stem isn't doing anything for the cherry, but it makes it very convenient for the person who is holding it that he could pick it up instead of having to pick up the cherry and get it and squeeze it. If he picks it up by the stem or he picks it off the tree by the stem, then it's convenient for the person. And like we say, a shomer is something which is good for the pri. A yad, the handle, is something which the pri itself, the fruit itself has no need for it, but the person, people have a need for it. So something usually used as a handle, that could be a yad. Now the yad is not mitzaref. That means if the oichel itself did not have a shear, it was not a kibetza, but it had a long yad, it had a long stem which was used as a handle, then it would not be considered to have a shear. However, it's moitzi umachnas es hatumah. And that means as follows. Machnas hatumah means, what happens if our cherry did not touch the nevela itself, but the stem did touch the nevela? Then the cherry will become tameh because its yad touched the tumah. And the opposite, let's say the cherry was tameh, and a drink which could become mashka, which could become tameh from the tumah, will touch the stem. In such a case, it's moiti tumah. That means touching the yad is as if we touched the tumah itself. But as far as mitzvahs, it's not mitzvahs. It does not add up to the shear. Now these didn't get really explained by oichel, but the thing is that it's true also not just by fruit. It's true also, let's say, by meat. If we have a steak which has a long bone, which a person will use the bone to hold the steak, that's also a yad. And it is also true by things which are tomei, like a busser of a person, a dead person, a busser of a mace, or a busser of nevela. Let's say nevela. We know that the busser of a behema which died without shechita is tomei. Someone touches it or someone carries it, it becomes tomei. Now if this busser has a yad to it, if it has some some bone which he holds it, so therefore, it's not nageya to be machnes to tumah, because it's tummy already, but to be murti to tumah, it's like, it means that if someone touches this bone, although the bone of the nevela in itself is not tummy, only the busser of the nevela, however, the buster, although the buster of the nevela is not tameh, but the bone is not tameh. However, if the bone is connected to the buster, then it's a yad to be moiti satum. The same thing could be true about buster of a mace in a case where the etzem is such an etzem which would itself not be tameh, but if the etzem of the mace is, let's say, sticking into a house, so if the mace is in the oil, even though the mace itself is not in the house, But if Etzem is now, it's a yad, so we could have a yad for Tumas Meis as well. So, that's basically, in a nutshell, the background, in a nutshell, which is also a Shomer. That's the background for that we need to start to understand some of the halachas here, which we're going to speak here, which are in the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Kei Ches Amud Beis. So again, we have what we're going to deal with is the Din of Yodis. The Din of Yodis, the Din of Yad or handle, could be for two things. It could be for something Torah, and it touches the Yad, its handle touches something Tameh, it becomes Tameh. Or the opposite, for something Tameh, and something Torah doesn't touch the Dover Tameh itself, but it touches the Yad, it will also become Tameh. So now. The Gemara says, that's a question. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ein Yad L'Poks Mikazayis, Ve'Ein Shomer L'Poks Mikapul. But if you have an Amar, Yesh Yad L'Poks Mikazayis, Ve'Yesh Shomer L'Poks Mikapul. What happens? The question is as follows. We said that the Yad does not help to make the shear bigger. The shear is unsubstantial for whatever the halacha we need. The yad will not be mitzvah. For shomer, we said, if we have a very small fruit which is made bigger by the fact that it has a thick peel, that will add up to the shear of a kibbutz or that we need. However, it's a yad. It's just machnas u'moitzei tumah. It will bring the tumah in and take the tumah out. But it's not mitzvah. It does not add up. It does not help for the shear. So now the question was, if we had an oichol which is smaller than a kezayis, and it had a yad, like what Rashi says, in yesh oichol box with kezayis, could go in pool, or chassi zayis boso, below yad. So now... So now we... again, Rav says, by ein yad, we're box with kezayis, in yesh oichol box with kezayis, could go in pool, chassi zayis boso, below yad, v'harei hein im oichol kebeitzo, the Noga Tumah Biyad. Again, we said before that we have a Machlokes Mishnah, we're going to deal with it now. There's a Machlokes Mishnah in whether to be Makabel Tumah, in order for an Oichel to become Tameh, does it need a specific size or not? The Ram Shita is that even a seed of the smallest amount of Oichel can become Tameh. To make something else Tameh, we need a Kabeitza. However, Rashi Shita here and throughout Shas is that in order to be mitama, in order to become tami, we also need a kafetza. So now we have a question. The Gemara discusses whether a oichol which is smaller than a kezayis has a yad. So Rashi's bothered. What do you mean? What's the question? Whether it has a yad or not? It can't become tami anyway because since it's smaller than a kezayis. So Rashi says that it must be that this oichol was together with other oichol, and altogether there is a kebeitza, except all of them don't have a yad. This one has a yad. In other words, we'll have, let's say, one piece of meat with a bone, which is sitting on top of a bunch of pieces of meat which don't have bones, and the tumor will touch the bone. So now the oichol altogether is a kebeitza. But the yad is only on this small piece of meat, which is not a kebeitza. And the other question is whether this yad is significant because it's only a handle for something which is insignificant because it's smaller than a kezayis. So it's not a question, it's insignificant for tumah, even if it would be a kezayis. But if it's less than a kezayis, it's insignificant in itself. Maybe it's not something which is so significant which will make a handle. No one's going to make a big handle for something which is insignificant. And therefore, and the question was, the Rabbi Yechanan was, whether something which is insignificant as less than a kezayis could have a yad, but in order to be mekabel tumah, we'll have to be together with other oichlin. So Tosfos understood Rashi that this piece of meat was very small, but it was sitting together with other pieces of meat. So Tosfos asked a few questions on this. He understood that Rashi means as follows. Let's say I have four small pieces of beef. Each one is a half a dais. So all four together are a kibetz. And I touched one of them. So you understand that Rashi is saying that since they're all together touching one another, therefore it's as if I touched all four. And if I touched all four, then they will become tameh. Even though I only touched one of them. So Tosfos goes to great lengths to prove that when Eichlin, when they're touching one another, and I touch one of them, then all will become tameh. So he brings rise power. Each one of them interesting, so we'll go through them one by one. It says, V'emira, da'atu oya nageh b'chassi zayis atzmoy loya tomi, even if he would have not just touched the yad. The Gemara is talking about, you didn't touch the piece of meat, you touched the bone, which is holding the piece of meat. But times it brings a raya, he says like this, ha'tara ida al-kli cheret afimu humori chargo. The Gemara speaks as follows. There's a question whether we want to prove that Kli Cheres is Nitma Ma'avira. Kli Cheres, earthenware Kli, we don't have to touch it actually to make it Tomei, or do we to be Mekabel Tumah from the Kli, something that doesn't touch it. It has to be within the airspace of the Kli. So how do we know that something which is within the airspace of the Kli becomes Tomei even though it doesn't touch it? So it says that the Gemara says that the Torah, when it talks about Kli, which is full of Zeroyim, which is full of seeds, it says even if it's full of mustard seeds. Now, if a Kli Cheres would be full of mustard seeds, obviously, only a small percentage of the mustard seeds would actually be touching the Kli, those which are on the bottom and around the rim, and all those in the middle would not be touching the Kli. From that we see that it must be that a Kli Cheres is Matamel Me'avirai. That means that something which goes into the airspace of the Kli, even though it didn't touch it, becomes Tameh. Yes, Tosfos, according to Rashi, who says that a bunch of Eichlim Shet touching one another, if I touch one of them, they all become Tameh. So what's the Raya? The bottom mustard seed, they're touching the Kli. And the other ones are touching those seeds. It must be that the fact that they're touching each other doesn't help. They have to be connected more than that in order to become one. And if I'll touch one of them, they won't become, all the rest won't become Tomei. And he goes on and brings from the Mishnah Chagiga that says, the Mishnah starts the third paragraph of Chagiga, Chomer B'Koyish, Mibachuma. There are certain things which Tomei is more stringent as far as things which are for the best of Migdash, Koyish, than for Tshuva. And one of them is Hakli Mitzayef Mashu B'Soicher L'Kodesh. That means if I have two things within a Kli, if Lagabe Tumah, if I touch one of them, it's Tameh. If I touch the other one, another one's Tameh, but one's not Mitzayef the other. However, Lagabe Kodesh, we say that if it's all in one Kli, it all becomes Tameh. And the Gemara in Minachis, which discusses this Mishnah, and has a question that could be that Kli's only Mitzayef if they're touching. That means that for Kodesh, if the two things are touching one another inside the Kli, then the Mitzaref. As Tosfos, that means that I see that for Truma, even if they're touching one another, they don't become Tomei. And for Kodesh, only if they're within a Kli. But according to Rashi seems to say that if two things are touching one another, they become Tomei, even though they're not in a Kli. So what do I need the Kli to put them together? According to Rashi, that says that if two things are touching, they become Tomei just by touching one of them. So, other Rishonim, the Rashba also follows Tosfos and says clearly that two things are touching. If I touch one of them, it's also become Tomei. And the Mishnah Melech goes in and brings from the Rambam, he asks a question of the Rambam, which we'll see in Perek Dalet from Tumas Leichel and Halacha Gimel. He brings from Tosfos and the Rajba, these riots that are against Rashi that say that two things which are touching don't become common. And as we will soon see, really the truth is that if we'll take our Mishnayos and we'll open to Masechta Tefil Yoyim, we'll see that the Mishnayos, one Mishnah after another, discuss about how connected the things have to be for when I touch one of them, the other one becomes Tomei. Whether if it's sliced and it's still connected, the Mishnah talks about a bread which is sliced, and if I have to pick up the big piece and the small piece will fall off, or if I have to pick up the small piece and the big piece will fall off. And it talks about fried eggs, on top of vegetables, whether they're considered connected or not connected. Mechula, one mishnah, there are all different things which are baked together with two breads, which are baked together, and then we're going to take them apart. Case after case of things which are connected, and still, the mishnah discusses whether that one is mekabel tumah from the other. Now, although that's talking about, most of the mishnayos are talking about tful yoim, which is a tful yoim, someone who was tevil already, and he has a lesser dagger of tumah. Still, some of the mishnayos are even talking about all tumas. And even for tful yoim, we see that it's just the effect, the things they're touching, they need some type of chibur, they have to be connected. The fact that they're touching is not enough. So now, the truth is, so seemingly, Rashi is very difficult. Rashi seems to say that the Eichlim were touching one another. And Tosfos brings clear proof that two things which are touching one another, if they're not put together, then they're not tum. Then they don't become tum. And we'll see that the Mishnayos in the beginning of the first parak of Taurus also speak about two doughs which are connected. And there the Mishnahs also speak about they're connected in such a way, at least the two doughs, that if I'll pull them apart, a part of one dough will come together with the other dough, and then they're considered one. But just touching, they're not considered connected. And over, we'll take out the Mishnahs, Taurus, and we'll see in many different places where it seems that we need some type of connection for something to be tummy. However, the truth is, although the Mishnah Melech did not learn like this, but seemingly, Tosfos was very far reaching in what he had the way he explained Rashi, because in all the cases that Tosfos brings, the two cases which Tosfos brings, and many of the other cases we spoke about, are talking about where I only touched one part. In other words, let's say the case which he brings from the Klicheris. We had a bunch of chargol, we had a bunch of mustard seeds in the kli charis, and the kli is touching the outer ones. The question is whether the inner ones become tummy. So then we see clearly that although I touch one oichel, which is touching another oichel, it doesn't become tummy. Okay, that's one case. Or the case of kli mitzaris. Well, all the cases which we spoke about until now is whether they're connected in as much that it's as one thing. In other words, if I have one big piece of meat, and I touch one end of it, the whole thing, tummy touches one end of it, the whole thing becomes tummy. If I have two pieces of meat and they're touching one another, and I touch one end of it, the first piece becomes tummy and the second doesn't. However, there was another question. Rashi held that something needs a shear to be mekabel tumah. Now, a shear is a kibetzah. So who said that we're talking about where we touched one end and we didn't touch the other end? It could also be speaking about a different case. The tummy went and touched all the pieces together. He touched all the pieces together. So the question isn't whether they're one as far as tumor transferring from one end to the other. The question that only is, do I have a kibetza oichlin? Is this considered one kibetza? Is this considered like one piece which has enough of a shear? So although I'm being metame it with touching all of it, still maybe it's not enough. And for that, Tosfos doesn't bring a raya. Tosfos is raya. And Tosfos' whole proof is that if I touch one chayav of the other, it becomes tummy. Well, I have a different question. What if I touch two half bases at the same time? Maybe that's considered two half bases at the same time. Maybe that's considered a kibetza. That's not the same question as Tosfos. So Tosfos took on that one thing follows the other. That if we say that one is not, that it doesn't come from you, that I'm touching one end, so then if I touch two pieces separately, even at the same time, it also won't become from you. However, seemingly, it's something that we need to prove. Because the Gemara says later on, that's halacha, that what about the opposite? Let's say Nevela. Nevela needs a kezias to be tummy, to be metama. In order for Nevela to be Metama, we need the Kesayis. Now, what happens if I have two half days of Nevela, and I touch them both at the same time? The Gemara says, according to Rekiva, Yesh Negia Achar Negia. That means that if we touch two of them at the same time, or, for that matter, if a person is touching a half a Kesayis of a mace, and he's also in together in the oil where they have a gezeis of meis. These two tumas are mitzvahs. That means that it's as, since he's touching them both at the same time, therefore it's as if he's touching one big one. So therefore, let's turn it around. Right? Let's turn it around and say the same way that we say that a davar tameh, two halves of a davar tameh. If a person touches both of them, it's considered like he's touching kazayas. So the same thing should be the opposite. And we have two halves of a davar tar. If a two halves of a davar tar, and the tummy is touching both of them at the same time, it can be, should be considered like a kazayas. In other words, although we know that kazayas is a shear in the thing itself, in other words, we need a chetza, we need something, a piece which is a kazayas. Still we say that from the fact that one person is touching both of them, or one person is being nitmat to both of them, they're mitzvahs, even though they're not even touching each other. We have two halves of a nevela. Not only aren't they connected, they're not even touching each other. But one person is touching both of them. When the one person touches both of them, then he becomes tameh. So let's say so the opposite way around also. If we say that even something could be a kebet, could be tameh. If someone takes two half bases, one in his right hand, one in his left hand, and he's alim tameh, let them become tameh. And then Rashi's case, which he says, yesh yad b'chatzik sa, he says, no, yeah. In one hand, the person is holding, the tameh is holding half a kebet of meat. On the other hand, he's holding a bone which is connected to half a bex of meat. And now the question, or less than the kazayis in the case of the Gemara, and we want to know whether they can become tameh because all told, he's touching a kazayis. And this, for this type of minaraya, the Tosfos obviously held that it was a small chinta. Although, once he brought a raya that when we touch one part of it, it also become tameh, the whole thing doesn't become tameh. So the same thing will be true even if I touch them both at the same time, which cannot be deduced directly from the cases which Tosfos brings. Again, let's say they bring the other case of Tosfos, which he said that we had a kli. Question was kli mitzav mashu b'seichel l'tumah or not? That's clearly speaking about where I touched one of the things. Is it considered like I touched the other one? But if I touch them both at the same time, that's the more that's speaking about. So the question, the first question is where is Tosfos feared from? So much so they can ask a kasha on Rashi. And the other question is that seemingly we see the opposite. We seem from the Gemara Baita that when a person touches two halves of a nevela, it's considered as if he touched the whole nevela. So the same thing. If a person touches two halves of a davar tar, it should be considered like a tzuria kebet. So the truth is that's basically what we, to recap, the basic thing which we have to differentiate between, according to Tosfos, is what's the difference between an Adam Tar, who touches two halves of a nevela, which we say he becomes Tameh, and an Adam Tameh, who touches two half kebetzes, which it seems according to Tosfos, the half kebetzes does not become Tameh. So, I saw the Stifler in Kilo Shankov, he says two very good svaras, two very interesting svaras, clear and convincing as far as why to differentiate between a person who's touching two halves of kazayas and nevela, or a tamei who's touching two half bases of taras. One svara is as follows: they're very close, they're very close to one another, but they're definitely two independent svaras. One svara. The chati kizayis nevela is a nevela. It's tummy. It's a question of tummy. What the question is, by itself it's not enough, by itself it's not enough to be mitama a person. Okay? So now we say, but this person is now being nitma to all together to a whole kizayis. So the person is very important. In other words, the major question is this person being nitma to a kezayis? We don't have to worry about the relationship of each kezayis to another, because the question is that the person has to become tameh by a kezayis nevela, and he is being become tameh by a kezayis nevela. However, when we talk about two half basim of taras, so the question is on the basis of becoming tameh. What does one have to do with the other? In other words, this person, this half kebetza is touching a davar tameh. and the other half compared to something over time. But what's relating them one to another? There's nothing to relate them. Over there, the person, the question is, does the person become tummy? He's relating the two pieces to each other because he, this person, or the question is, will he become tummy, is touching a whole kazai. So we could say, there's a person who's touching a whole kazai. But Shane came with the two half of basin, what does one have to do with the other? And to say it in the army story, which says a little bit differently, if we can understand that a half a kazayis is like doing half the job, even though obviously half a kazayis doesn't make him half tummy, but doing half the job. In other words, he's touching a double tummy, not enough. He touches another half a double tummy, it's not enough. However, when a person touches a half a kabeta of berachlin, it doesn't become. There's nothing happens to it. There's nothing. There's no reaction. There's nothing to it. Again. There's nothing relating it. The fact that there happens to be another one who's also doing the same, but what's supposed to relate these two pieces one to another? So therefore, even though we say that the two half zaysim of the tumor connect to make the person tame, but the two half zaysim of tyrus do not connect to become tame. So now, as it is, we're going to have a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. So even if we'll say that Rashi is talking about, obviously Rashi will not accept that if you touch one of the things which are connected, that everything becomes tummy. Well, at least Rashi will hold that if we touch a few things which are together, if we touch them together, then they will become tummy. However, as far as the Tosfos hold, then no, it has to be mechuber. Now, the question that we dealt with as far as what makes something one as far as being the Kabbal Tumah. Maybe because we have a short amount of time, I will say something interesting over, which has to do which doesn't have to do with Taurus anymore so much. And it doesn't have to do with our Gemara, it has to do with the din of Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos. There's a din, we know that, everybody knows, we have to have two whole breads, two whole challahs for Shabbos to make the bracha. In other words, even though in general there's a mile of putting on one whole bread, and if you don't have a whole bread, you're on a frusa, but on Shabbos, we have Lechem Mishnah, that we have two whole breads. Now the question is, what's considered whole? This is especially on Pesach, it's very nagel, a lot of times the matzahs get cracked. You want to know what's considered a whole matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rishonim that if part is missing, it's not whole. But what happens if there's just sliced through? It's cracked. It's cracked. The challah is cracked. And now the question is it considered whole or not? So the Achronim bring from the Mishnah which you mentioned before in Tful Yom, which is if it's oil imay, it's considered one, and if it's not oil imay, it's considered two. What does that mean? If we pick up the machlokes lahalacha machmir, then you have to pick up the small end. Let's have a challah. You pick up the small end, and it will break, or it won't be able to support the heavy end. Then it's not considered one. If you could pick up the small end and the large end will follow, it's considered one. So therefore, if we have a challah with a slice in it, we'll take the small end and we'll pick it up slowly. If the other end falls off, well, anyway, the story's over. If it doesn't fall off, then it's considered one, and we can use it for lechem mishnah. And the gemara and the according to bring it from this din, which says the same din is true as far as it's full yarn. If it's full yarn touches the one end and not the other end, we say that if it would be connected in such a way there would be oil imay, then it's tameh, and if not, it's tameh. But like we mentioned before, the Rishonim there say clearly that this din is only true by tful yoin. Again, a tful yoin is somebody who was tameh, let's say he touched the shirt, and he went to the mikvah, and he's still tameh until the evening. But most of the tumah went away. It means a tful yoin has a din like a sheni b'tumah. He's not becoming kalim anymore, But he gets coming to Tam Eichlin, and he can't go to the Beis HaMikdash until the evening. So it's four Yorim has different halachas of Tumah, and he, if he touches this B'chara, which is split, and won't be connected, if he touches one half, if he touches the small half, when he won't pick up other, the large half still remains Tumah. I don't know, some say clearly that a regular Tumah who touches it, it is considered connected, even if it's not Oyla Imoy. And they bring a riot from the Mishnah in Uksin that says Oichel Shenifras. If we have Oichel which is sliced together, as long as it's Mora, and let's say we'll take it, there it's talking about a squash or a cucumber where we cut slices in it. If it has one strip connecting all of it, it's considered one. And then the Mishnah doesn't say that we have to pick up one piece and see if everything follows. So the question is why, when we relate to the halacha of Lecha Mishnah, there we use the question, the Mishnah from Tzvul Yoyim, that it was considered one as far as Tzvul Yoyim, and not what's considered without being a regular Tameh. Well, obviously we see that there's a special Chumah in Tzvul Yoyim, or Kula, that he's only Mitamah something which is more connected. But how do we know that Lecha Mishnah follows that ruling? Maybe it will follow the ruling of the Mishnah Luxin, which means by a regular Tameh, that if we have Oichol, which is Nefrat of its life, as long as it's still connected, maybe that will be considered a whole for Tzvulian, for Lecha Mishnah. So the explanation of this is as follows, and it follows a little bit whoever followed some of the ideas we brought down before. In order for one thing to become, when we touch one thing, if it becomes Tameh, to be Mitama to other things, it doesn't have to be one. It has to be connected. What's the difference between one and connected? Like we said before from the Mishnah and Taurus. If we have two doughs and they're stuck together in such a way that if we pull off one, a little piece will come with it. It doesn't become one dough, but it's connected. What's the meaning of connection? Connection is, and this will answer one of the questions we spoke about before. Although something might not be one, there's a din, there's halakha, which the Mishnah says in Zovim. Let's say a person who touches a mace. After he's touching a sheretz, he becomes tameh. Once he's not touching the sheretz anymore, he can't be mitamah kelim because he's no longer an avatum. But as long as he's touching the sheretz, then if he touches the kelim becomes tameh. This is called tumah b'chiburim. As long as things are connected, then mitamah one from the other on the same level as if, like, it's something like the electric current. As long as it touches, it flows through. Then as long as he's touching, the current flows through. But that's only as much that if after he would not be touching anymore, and he touches something, he would make it tummy. However, if when he leaves go, he's not going to be mitam anymore, then even when he's connected, he's not mitam. The idea is that something which can be mitamah by touching, when he's still touching the tumor, he becomes a conductor for the tumor, and he brings the tumor from one side to the other. So therefore, anything which will carry the tumor vital could be mitamah from here further. Then, as long as it's connected, can carry the tumor from one to the other. So therefore, when a regular tumor touches an oichol, even though it's split. However, as long as it's connected, the oichel will be a carrier of the tumor from one to another. And therefore, even though it's not really one piece, but still it all becomes tameh because it's separate pieces which are connected. And separate pieces which are connected, as long as they're connected to the tumor, they carry the tumor from one to the other. However, it's for yoyim, which its tumor is the shavi, the tumor. And therefore it only makes a shlishi. Anything which touches it will never be matama further. Therefore, it can only be matama things which are one. But whatever it touches cannot carry the tumor vital. It's not a conductor for the tumor because it's only becoming shlishi b'tumah. It's becoming shlishi b'tumah. It's not a conductor for tumor. So therefore, we can understand the halacha l'gabi lecha mishnah. The question for l'gabi lecha mishnah, it doesn't have to be two pieces of a bread which are connected. It has to be one whole bread. So we're going to be the din of a regular tummy who's metaba, a split bread. It's true that it's connected. But I didn't yet see that that's considered a whole, because the things which are connected are metaba one another. It's true. If they're touching, like we said before, that's a machlokes. But if they're connected, they're metaba one from another. However, but a tvul yorim is only metaba when something is considered one. Not just connected, but it's considered one piece. So therefore, if I want to know legabe lecha mishnah, whether it's considered a whole bread, I have to see whether it's full yom will be mitamah, and not whether it's talmud will be mitamah.